American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's not going to happen overnight. None of this is a surprise.
That's Colin Woodall. He's Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, speaking about the expected slowness of beef getting into China.
We knew that when we agreed to this deal that it was going to be an effort just to get our foot in the door. And that is really all we could hope for after being out of this market for almost 14 years. So we have not been surprised at the slowness because we knew it was going to take a while for the Chinese to react. And you have to have demand before you can offer a supply. And unlike the situation we had in Japan when we were trying to get back in,
the Chinese situation has been much different.
Because, you know, they really, eating U.S. beef is something they haven't done in a while. So there's not the pent-up demand like we saw in Japan. So a lot of this is just going to be about trying to develop this market, market our product, build the demand, and then get the supply over there.
Good. What is the NCBA doing? I guess, what's the U.S. beef industry, the U.S. Beef Meat Federation, what are they doing to help? I mean, I know they got to be doing something, maybe promotions or getting over there during some food trade shows or something.
Woodall explains what the American beef industry is doing to help market that American beef into China.
We are one part of a three-part team. So it's NCBA, it's the North American Meat Institute, and also the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And all three of us are working together to make sure that we can get the word out on what the requirements are in order to ship into China, and then to help with the marketing in China, and then ultimately to make sure that we keep on top of the government here regarding the protocols, so that way everybody knows what those protocols are and they are as easy to comply with as possible. So that's how we are all working together as a complete beef industry in order to try to get beef from the United States into China, and again, to try to really help develop that market over there. It's much different than what we have seen in other Asian markets.
That's Colin Woodall with the National Beef Association. Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com. On Twitter, we're at Cattle News USA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.